Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, the Friday edition here, as we are coming down to the end of the week, and this is some of the stuff we didn't get to during the course of the show. Also, just a reminder, we are in support drive next week, which means we won't have podcast and Aftercast. I apologize, but boy, I'm so thankful for any of the potties that actually call or go online and support the Ministry of Way FM during this time, because you allow the podcast to keep going as well, not just keeping the radio station on the air, but it keeps us being able to do this. So thank you. And if you wanted to help out, you can donate at wayfm.com. That's just wayfm.com. And let us know you're a potty if you're going to do that, because it's kind of cool. Like when our bosses see, oh, wow, a bunch of potties supported. This is really a neat thing. You guys got something going there because you guys are amazing. There's been this one news story I've had for a while. I've been sitting on it like every day. I wanted to do it because it's just a real quick throwaway, kind of like an SNL like headline. And I've been wanting to do it. But every news story I had like was more serious this week, and it wouldn't work with it. So for the Aftercast, I can actually do it, and I hope it was worth it. So picture, and this is an SNL type thing, okay, like a Weekend Update thing.
Oh, okay.
That's what this would be. Oh, boy. So a bad smell with a, sorry, I've already started off badly. A bad smell with man, I'm glad I didn't do it. Now, there is so much pressure on this being great, and now it's not going to.
No one put it on there for you. No one expected greatness.
I put it on myself. I did. A bad smell was identified in South Jersey. Turns out it was South Jersey. In other news, no, that's very SNL. That's very Colin.
Yeah.
Okay. Expand on it or
no?
Just...
No, that was it. It was just a quick thing like that.
Really?
So, yeah.
I should have been left.
You guys are not fans of comedy, obviously.
Well, I am, but that wasn't comedy. So, when I hear it,
there's nothing else.
No, that's how they do a lot of those stories on SNL with the headlines.
Why did you consider doing that for news?
I was just going to do it in front of something else. I was going to go to the next story.
Okay.
Just as a kind of a throwaway, which it turned out to be. This summer, they said there's been a breakthrough for streaming with viewers watching streaming services for the first time ever more than cable television.
I believe that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's gotten huge. I spend more of my time streaming now. And I never thought I would. Because originally when streaming was first coming out, the internet was so bad and it was a pain. Like it would take forever. It would always be buffering and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I have bad internet in my area, and I'll still have some days like at 9 o'clock at night where the internet goes, oh, hey, just to let you know, we're not going to work now for no reason.
Mine does that after 4 p.m.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy. I'll be watching TV and all of a sudden it just
starts spinning. Yep.
I'm like, what? Nothing. What? I pay good money for this. It shouldn't be doing. We're in 2022.
It's the usage, I think, that drives it down. I think we have the same thing. And it's like, oh, man. So that's my only frustration with it. But other than that, I really do like it. The only thing, I have YouTube TV, and I technically don't even need YouTube TV, but I use it for the network shows if we're going to watch something. But we very rarely watch anything in real time anymore.
Right.
So I use it as basically a recorder, which I probably could look at most of the shows that I want to watch, and they're probably on Hulu, you know? Netflix was the number one streaming service. Hulu was second, though. Which was kind of like, oh, okay. Because Hulu carries so many like network shows.
They do.
You would think, though, that Disney would be.
Mm.
They still just don't have like a vast amount of content for people to watch compared to like Netflix. And Netflix still just puts out way more TV and movies than Disney Plus ever.
I've been
does.
Watching more Apple TV. I got that a while ago for one show that I wanted to watch. And the original stuff they've done on it, I thought has been pretty good. Like that's the key. That's what's making the streaming services actually work, is the original stuff. Like originally when you got Netflix, you got it because I could watch all these old movies.
Yeah.
But they realized that was not sustaining. And so they started creating content. And that's where they just killed it. And so I'm now in that streaming world where I never ever thought I would be. But yeah, like Hulu had strong numbers for Only Murders in the Building. That was the one with Steve Martin and Martin Short and
Selena Gomez.
I never finished it.
That was on Hulu, you said?
I think so. Or no, maybe it's Amazon Prime.
I think it's on Hulu.
Okay, yeah.
I started watching it too, and I couldn't finish it.
Yeah.
I just.
I was bummed because I really wanted to see it, and I watched half of the first season. There's a second season out, but I lost interest in it.
Me too.
I thought you'd like it because it was kind of based on true crime type things.
Yeah, but I think...
Like podcasts.
But to me, I've found out that when it comes to crime, I like the real stuff, not the...
I like my crime real.
Yeah, I don't want the scripted stuff. To me, like Law and Order, CSI, or this, I'm like, boring. I don't care for this at all.
I have found myself...
I want actual security footage.
Yeah, I know. It makes it better. I've actually found myself on TikTok. There are people that post things of true crime, and it's basically, you know, a couple photos that rotate and them just narrating what happened.
Yeah.
Selena was 18 years old when she went missing on a Saturday night, and they're like trying to be the guy that does the narration for like Dateline.
Like Keith Morrison.
Yeah. And so they have no new facts. That's what drives me nuts. Like the people that basically just tell you a story, but they have no new facts to it, and they're not doing anything. They're just telling you a story. Like, okay, you're a storyteller. You have a good voice. Mm-hmm. You know, like that bothers me. Mm-hmm. And I've gone down a couple TikTok rabbit trails with that.
You're bad about that.
Even a couple ones that you have, though, that you've given me where they don't have conclusion drives me nuts. Like, that's the one thing I always liked about Dateline was there was always a conclusion at the end. And the guy did it and he went to jail. Or he did it and he got free. You know, like there was
It doesn't bother me that there's no conclusion. I just like the...
Drives me nuts.
Drama.
You're about the journey.
Yeah, I'm about the journey. Not Thank the end. You, Gavin. I'm about the
I
journey.
I need resolution. I need resolution on that. I need resolution in my life.
I'd rather enjoy the journey and see the end than... enjoy the journey and never know.
Yeah, like Radio Rental was another one that Betty really likes.
So
and again, they're like these weird stories, but then it's like, oh yeah, and it was just weird. You're like,
but you can't explain it.
I know, but I want to have it explained.
It's so crazy.
Do you see why faith is so hard for me? I need explanations. I need closure. I need absolutes.
You got to sit in the unknowing.
I don't like that. I don't like it at all. I'm not wired that way.
You sit in the mystery.
Why would God wire me this way then? You know, that's not fair.
I'd rather just have great faith than...
Yeah. Lady Rock. What do you got?
Yes. So Brad Pitt, he started this nonprofit. Ironically, it's called Make It Right Foundation, where they built homes in the lower Ninth Ward of New Orleans, where it got hit really hard with Hurricane Katrina. So they built all these homes. Later, we found out that they were being sued because the people that got the homes were saying that they were really poorly built.
This is a real tough thing because, like, say you're... Who is it? Brad Pitt again. So say you're Brad Pitt and you're like, I want to help out. You see all the stories of Katrina victims losing everything. I want to help. You start this foundation, you spend money on it, and you do what you think is good.
Yeah.
Only to find out it's either one of two things. It's either A, the people you hired, because he's not out there swinging a hammer. He could, but he's not. The people you hired have done a poor job with your money and, you know, there's abuses in that. Or B, people are just, like, never happy. Like, there's just not a win in it. So why ever help anybody?
Well, I think we're assuming a lot in that statement because we're assuming that the houses are passable. But the thing is if someone came in there and the roof is falling, it's becoming a safety hazard. Sure. Like there's mold growing and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You would rather not have that.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. It's one of two things. Like, you don't know if it's where that line lies. Are they really substandard or are people, like, whining about it and you got something for free or whatever? Now, if you paid for it, then absolutely.
Right, but I don't think we should assume the worst.
I always do.
I know.
Yeah.
But I don't think we should.
But what if I'm right? Because a lot of times when I assume the worst, it turns out, you were right.
But wouldn't you want to be wrong?
I'd love to be wrong. I'd love to be wrong. I'd love to be wrong more in my life, but I'm just not.
Gavin, while I'm telling the rest of the story, can you Google and find out what was wrong with these houses?
Okay. Thank you.
So, Make It Right, which I think is ironic, they are teaming up with Global Green, another nonprofit. They're forking over $20.5 million to fix the problems that were found in these houses that were built. So... they're making it right. Get what I did there.
I'm curious, I don't know all the dynamics of this, obviously, and I'm curious, like, were these houses built for people and they were a low price that they paid for them because it was kind of a donated thing? Did they get them for free? Did they actually have to pay, like, market value for them? Like, there's a whole lot of unknowns with this, but I think for me, if I'm Brad Pitt, I would be extremely frustrated if I'm like, hey, I tried to help, and then now it comes back back to bite me, and now it's going to cost $20 million to fix something. I'd be like, I wish I'd never helped in the first place. Mm.
So the houses right now, according to this article, list a frightening array of defects: water intrusion, black mold, porches rotted through, stair railing collapsing, fires caused by electrical problems, plumbing problems, poor ventilation, a lot more.
Yeah. I mean, that's
termite infestations.
That's all bad stuff. That's all definitely bad stuff.
Residents falling sick because of poor living conditions. Mm. That sounds bad.
Mm, that's all bad.
It was supposed to turn out differently.
Yeah. Okay. Again, you try to be a good person and it doesn't work out.
Well, I think more research needed to be done on who was doing it.
That's the thing. Because, again, he's like trusting people to do good work, you know, yeah, and
it's
trusting
just the wrong people
right.
Put in charge.
Because that's what happens so many times, man. I'm telling you, that's why, like, when you're donating to things, like, you gotta donate to missions and organizations that have done it for a while, have a good track record. Mm-hmm. There's a thing called Charity Navigator. You can see the ratings of different organizations mm-hmm. and ministries and stuff. But like, I've told this before. I saw a year after the earthquakes in Haiti, all the stuff that everybody spent millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars giving to United Red Cross and stuff. And a lot of their help was sitting on the tarmac and never got to people, you know. And red tape, corruption, all of that stuff. And so that's why, like, when things go bad in different countries, especially finding church-led organizations that work in those countries, I think is the best. Compassion does a great job. Convoy of Hope does a great job. Samaritan's Purse does a great job. Like, these are all ministries that we work with, that we trust. And actually, because they have relationships already there, and they already work through the people there. They know how to work the chains, and they get help to people actually that need it. So when you mm-hmm. invest in that, because you want your money, I'm sure everybody that gave to those houses and wanting to help out with, you know, the Brad Pitt and his organization wanted people to have a good result after a bad result.
And I'm
you know?
Sure he did too.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't think there's any like malice or any, you know, ignorance on his part other than he might have trusted the wrong people to help out.
Yeah.
Well, with that, we've got two things left to do. We have birthdays, obviously, mm-hmm. and then Friday, obviously, because it's weekend plans. So let's do birthdays first.
All right. So the first one is for Lizzie. Lizzie is celebrating her birthday on the 21st, so Sunday. And she said, I'm a huge fan of the Wally Show.
Nice, Lizzie.
Happy birthday, Lizzie.
21 years smart.
21 years? I don't know how old she is.
I thought you said 21 years old. Oh,
no,
on the
she's
21st.
Celebrating on the 21st.
Well, whatever she is, she's really smart.
Unlike you.
Yes, I just made myself look dumb.
Sophie, Taylor, and Courtney, they all want to wish the best papa ever, nice. A.K.A. Bob Willis, a happy birthday, Bob. Saying he's such a fun dad and papa to his granddaughters, chef extraordinaire.
Whoa.
Hey. The question, happy birthday, Bob. The question, do you think when we get to heaven, we'll still celebrate birthdays or will we celebrate our death day instead?
That's morbid, but yeah, a good question.
But if you think about it, the death day is what gets you to heaven.
Yeah, it's your best day in essence when you leave here.
That's confusing.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Heaven is a weird concept to me of like how it's actually going to go. I think we have clues in the Bible and I think we have theories that we all believe and we want it to be like this, but mm-hmm. I have a feeling it's going to be like nothing we have thought of.
It's also probably not going to matter.
Yeah. I mean, like birthdays won't be a thing.
Yeah.
Either way.
And to think that there's no end to it. It's just going to keep going and keep going, which is crazy to think.
Well,
but that's not a construct we understand as people now.
Me, I personally think, and I could definitely be wrong.
Sure,
what I picture is, like, think about that place that means home to you. It gives you that home feeling, and that's what you're going to find.
Now, what are you basing that off of?
That's a good question.
Is that what you want heaven to
be?
Nope.
Okay, see, that brings up my point. I think a lot of people view heaven almost contrary to what they lived in life here. Like, if you lived a rough, violent life or whatever, then you view heaven as this place of eternal peace and no one ever has a problem and no one ever, you know, like, mm-hmm. I think that heaven is typically you constructed in your brain to be the thing that you wanted to have happen here, but you didn't get kind mm-hmm. of thing. That's in my head. That's how I see it. I've always struggled with the idea of like getting rewards in heaven for good things that we did here when that is completely contrary to how we're supposed to live here. Yeah. You know, we're supposed to die to self and not live for the reward. But then you get to heaven and it's like you've got streets of gold and mansions and jewels. And I just always think that that's metaphor. But I do think yeah. it would be a place that we can't describe, we can't understand. But the one thing for me that I would think would be beyond everything is peace, because how many of us are, we live our lives not peaceful, you know, we live our lives not content. Yeah. And I think that will be the place that we truly are content, or that could just be me putting my own spin on it where yeah. I'm never content.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. We all want heaven to be what we want it to be for us, because like, yeah, I can't wait to not pay bills in heaven per se, but heaven may be completely and only about God as well. Like, again, we may be sitting there for all eternity just yeah. worshiping him. But when we're there, we're going to love it.
But the weird thing is, if you look at Earth, from the very beginning, God gave us work. From the very beginning. And so then you're like, wait, is there going to be work in heaven? Because I'm kind of looking for an eternal vacation. But like, would there be things that we still
do?
And then when you really get into theology, there's supposedly after the like the tribulation, there is new earth. And you're, but man.
Are we going to be put back?
Every time I talk about like all this kind of stuff, I see why people who aren't Christians think we're crazy. Oh, because yeah. if you were saying this about some weird named God then and a group of people that believed, oh, we're going to go to a new earth and mm-hmm. we're going to be new people for a mm-hmm. 1,000 years. And then the claw is going to come and pick us up, you know, right, you know, like that's what it sounds like. I mean, I get why people think it sounds crazy. But then we're supposed to go to like new earth for 1,000 years. The earth is redone here for like 1,000 years. And I'm like, if that's the case, do we still have free will? And will there still be free will in heaven? Because if there is, guess who's going to blow it for everyone? Probably me, you know? And it's like, that's what happened the first time. God gave us free will and Adam and Eve blew it. If we're in heaven or new earth or wherever we happen to be and there's free will, we are hosed, man. Like, I guarantee you I'm going to be the one that ruins it for everybody. And I'm apologizing now. Oh, man. All right. So with that, I guess, weekend plans, everybody. Weekend plans.
What?
Weekend plans, knucklehead.
Yeah, but we went from death and
heaven to
that's okay. fine.
Weekend plans. We got a weekend plans.
Betty Rock, go.
Oh, me. Okay. So tonight I'm having a game night.
Yes.
My friends.
I can't wait.
It's going to be so much fun.
Mm. What is the game on tap?
Dutch Blitz.
Dutch Blitz. Oh, of course. So much fun. It gets crazy. A lot of yelling. After that, I'm probably going to sleep late. Last weekend,
you're crazy.
I went to bed at midnight on Friday.
And that you've been and up since 3:30 or so.
Yes.
So that's a long day.
So
like
give
a 21 hour
give that
day.
To yeah. me. And then I woke up at 1 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. It was insane.
Yeah. I was up actually, to contrast, yeah, that Saturday, I was probably up at 6 a.m. And you woke up literally 7 hours after yeah. I did.
A full night's sleep after a full night's sleep.
That's my whole weekend yeah. of sleep in
yeah.
my head.
Yeah.
Good
wow.
time.
I wake up at 4:30 usually on weekends, and I'll go back to sleep till about 5:30 or 6. My body just keeps waking me up, and
terrible.
I hate it.
My body wakes me up, and then once they sense that I'm awake, Jasper usually starts to like yeah. kind of nudge me to wake me up.
Yeah.
And I sit there like I'm like why didn't we get the crate? Why did we get you?
Yeah. Why did we get you?
I say that probably every day, and then like 20 minutes later after I've actually woken up, I'm looking at him like, "Oh, you're such a good boy."
Well, you know what? You're ready for kids then. Like
yeah,
that's
see,
because
I know.
That happens.
This guy has been such good practice, and yeah. honestly, it's probably a better best-case scenario, cuz I can make him do things. I'm not going to yeah. have like a 2.5-month-old where I'm like, sit, stay.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't do that.
Don't cry.
When you have a kid, though, there are days you're like, why did I have you? But then they'll be like super wicked cute like 5 minutes later. Yeah. Like, you're the best thing in my life.
I feel like a kid, and sometimes this dog, is just a roller coaster. It's like a bipolar roller coaster.
So I'm probably going to sleep late Friday going into Saturday. Yep. And then Nick Nack and I are going to go see Beast, that movie.
With Idris Elba and a lion?
Yes.
I can't wait to watch that.
Yes. I'm super pumped about it.
I mean, I like Idris Elba, but I'm kind of like, is this going to be a really good movie?
Oh, it's probably not going to be like the most amazing
It'll
movie.
Be better than Jurassic Park or whatever that one was. No. Jurassic World?
Jurassic World Dominion?
Dominion.
Yeah. But come on. It's just like Idris Elba fighting a lion for maybe an hour and a half. That sounds good.
Yeah.
It seems pretty easy to kill a lion. Like, maybe I'm wrong.
Would you like to test that theory?
Yeah. I mean, no, because I don't want to shoot anything. But like, like, it seems like they hunt lions all the time, you know?
Yes, but this one is killing just to kill.
Yeah, he's a mean lion.
Yeah, he's a mean lion.
Okay. And Idris has his two daughters that he's trying to reconnect with because the mom died.
And I love survival type movies.
I know you do.
It's a lot of fun.
The Gray is one of your favorites.
Oh, The Gray is so good.
It's so horrible. With
like,
Liam
Neeson. I do not say you should, like, it's...
No, it's the worst.
That's so good.
Well, I love the story. I'll say that. Yeah. Now, they do use some language that's not appropriate. Yeah. But Liam Neeson, man, at the end, he's got those bottles and he's just
taping his knives to his hand. Yeah. He goes Wolverine on those guys.
Yeah.
We don't, again, fits into the bill of we don't know how it ends either because it goes to black as he's running at the wolf.
Right.
Fits your bill of like, who
cares?
Did you
ever see that movie, The Edge?
Yes. With Anthony Hopkins.
No.
Yeah. And the bear.
It's about a bear.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
That's coming after them. It's so good.
1997. Yeah. I'll watch that.
Yeah, I did see that one.
It's a really good one.
Oh, Alec Baldwin. Yeah.
There was another one that was about, I didn't care for Jaws.
Oh yeah!
Oh, I guess that one's awesome.
I always wanted to see the Meg.
Oh, it's,
and I never
it's,
got
that one was
to.
So
yeah,
bad.
It's bad.
It's got like Rain Johnson.
Yeah, but if y'all say
it.
It's bad, it's probably good.
No.
You need to stop internalizing what you see as a false truth about how we lied to you about the movie.
You did though.
You are only hurting yourself by being hurt by
Marty.
Us.
My wife still brings up Zach. Anytime anyone recommends a movie, my wife brings up that Zach recommended 12 Rounds as a good movie with John Cena, and she will not let me forget it. And she will did Zach recommend it? Every time I say, somebody said it's good. Who said it's good? I'm like, what? She puts me in a chair and puts a light on me. Who said it's good? I'm like, I don't want to tell you. Tell me who said it's good. Zach did, okay? We're not going. You know?
Remember when we all went to go see that Liam Neeson
that
movie?
That was Cold something.
Yes,
it's so bad. So bad.
Worst movie ever.
Okay, you say that, but after I saw Jurassic World Dominion, I was like, I don't know.
No.
Cold Pursuit has some competition.
Absolutely not.
It's so bad.
Gavin!
Oh, weekend plans. I was thinking about movies this whole time. Okay, so I'm going to go get a haircut here in like 2 hours.
Nice.
And then 2 hours after that, driving up to Evansville, Indiana. We're going to go see our friends, go into a drive-in movie tonight.
That's fun.
What are you going to see?
I haven't done that since. It's up in the air. You pay $10 to go in, and there's
like
six or seven screens.
Oh, you get to
choose.
And it's
playing a lot of current movies. Might see Jurassic World, the best movie ever.
No. So now, the ones that are close over here, they have two screens, and then they play two movies on each one. And so you have to choose two you want to see.
That's the one thing they say is that there's blocks. There's block A and block B where you have seven movies in block A for the first 2 hours, and then you can stay and watch another
movie. That's a long time.
And it's just $10 for the whole experience.
Right.
I don't want to be there for
one movie's fine.
5 hours. I don't need that. It starts at 8, so I'd be ending after. I'm just not.
How long of a drive is that?
Evansville, 2.5 hours.
Oh, that's not too bad.
I still remember going to drive-ins with my family, and my mom would burn these like things. They're almost like incense things. They look like a coil on an old stove, the stove tops, the metal coils.
Yeah.
They look like that, and you light them, and they just kind of burn around, but it's for mosquitoes.
Seen that.
Oh.
And she would put it in the car.
That's a good idea.
In the car?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the
windows
car.
Rolled up.
Yeah.
Everyone's...
And I remember stepping on it and burning my foot.
Oh,
yeah, I knocked it over.
That's
almost
awesome.
Burned the car down. Yeah. It's like, we rethought that.
Safety was not the number one necessity.
Yeah,
it's also a different time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's
we didn't even
fun.
See belts.
Yeah, but then tomorrow we're going to horse racing in Kentucky because the Evansville is like pretty much on the border of Kentucky and Indiana. So we're gonna go over and see some horse racing, which I've never done before.
I didn't even know they like just do that at random on the weekends. Like do it every weekend.
It's not a sport that I understand whatsoever. But he grew up on a horse farm, a horse racing farm.
Yeah,
so he raised those. It's part of his DNA. So
it'll be fun, though.
It could be fun or super boring. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, and so and I'm sure that you bet on it and stuff. I went to High Lie when I was a kid. High Lie is this weird game. They have it in Florida and like a couple other places. But basically, it's a group of guys. They get out there and they have these long, crooked baskets on their hands. And they throw the pelota, a ball. I mean, and it is going fast, like 100 miles an hour. And you hear it crack off the wall. And then they catch it in the cesta, which is the basket. And then they throw it again. And it's really hard to throw the ball. Like, you have to... It's not an easy sport to play. It's kind of like, it looks like a racquetball court, but you have basically a sidewall and a front wall. The whole other sidewall is a net, and that's how you watch the game. But it's designed, you bet on it. It's a betting game. It's like watching horse racing or dog racing. You're betting on the player that you want to win the most points.
Interesting.
And then they always said it was fixed because, you know, you can control who wins. That was a big thing with High Lie. Like, it was all rigged.
Never heard of it.
But, yeah, it's a really weird game. But I got to be on the court during a High Lie practice. We were shooting I worked for a television station in West Palm, and we were shooting a story on one of the High Lie players, and I got to be on the court. Oh my gosh, that ball goes from it's here to it's at your face like that. It was crazy. So I remember my photographer, he was shooting and I was producing, and he's following the action. He doesn't see the ball coming right at him.
Oh no.
And I push him into the net to save his life, to keep the ball from hitting him, because it would have wrecked him, because we didn't have like helmets and stuff on.
Oh,
but it's a weird sport. If you ever look it up,
I think you've told me about this before, and then I went and looked it up, and it just is so outside of the normal, like, one ball, 12 people, get it from here to there.
It's weird.
Mindset.
I went for a while when I was down there, just like kind of like you going to the horse racing thing. You're like, what do you want to do this weekend? I don't know. You want to go High Lie?
Like, it's just there.
I went one time when they had High Lie was on strike, and so they had Scabs playing High Lie. And so normally it's a bunch of these Latin guys that play because it's big in other countries. And so, like, I remember you had a bunch of like white guys. Like, you went from Javier Colon Staba, you know, to Bill Smith is number 3. And I remember yelling at Bill. I was so mad. I go, Bill, you're the worst. Come on, Bill. You know, and it was just funny. It was
it's weird. Not spelled at all like I thought it would
J-A-I.
Yeah, it's really weird.
L-A-I?
L-A-I.
A-L-A-I.
But they have these like curved
That's the
things.
Basket. Yeah, it's called a cesta.
Do you have to catch it?
Yeah, you catch it in that and you throw it with that. It's
but
not
how
easy.
Do you know when you win?
When you get the points. Like, when you throw the ball and somebody misses the point, then there's points against you. I don't remember the scoring of it. That's why I never, that's why
like
I didn't bet on it.
Throw it with all their might.
Yeah.
There's two people out there.
And again, it cracks. Oh, that's right. Because I think you do. I think they all come out at once, and then they play two on two, or maybe four on four, or something like that. Yeah. That's a weird game.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, weekend plans for me. I'm going to see High Lie this weekend.
Nice.
I'm going to drive to Florida. It's now I want to. I'm still working on like deck stuff, and I've got to do put together materials for my HOA now. Now that I got my variance from the city, now I have to go through the stupid HOA.
I hope this is worth it.
Oh, it will be. It better be. And so I'm going to be doing stuff like that. I've got some work stuff to do. And I still want to start building a cajon, like, but I just haven't had the time to start it. But I want to build one
maybe this
weekend. Ledger. Yeah. So I don't know. That's what I'm going to do. And then church on Sunday.
It's exciting.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to do it for your Aftercast today. As always, thanks for being a potty. And again, don't forget, no Aftercast or podcast on Monday because of Support Drive.